You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I've got a special guest. Is Alpha J. Many of you who are on Twitter the fags alpha realm of Twitter know of Alpha J. He's very, very visible on the scene. He's a very vocal leader in the scene, and he's been doing it for many years. He's a straight alpha, but he is no stranger to using faggots for his own gain. So, I thought he would be an interesting person to talk to, so I'm really glad to bring him on the show. So he had a nice interview. Take a listen. I am here with Alpha J. He is a professional cash master, I guess you would say, and foot dom, basically. Primarily, that's your trade, right?
It is, yeah. Mostly feet is a big following for that.
Yeah, definitely. I've always had kind of a question. What is it about feet? And since you're very experienced at it, like, what is it about feet that turns faggots on so much?
I think that's a really good question, you know, because aside from me just taking the viewpoint, like when I take a picture, it's supposed to be so the point of view, a faggot is looking up. So I think partially it's that, you know, he's being looked down on and he's kind of down at my feet, like worshiping, kind of almost like what a servant would be like, you know, down at your feet, like kind of bowing to you. And the overall just look of someone's feet, I think faggots just have, or a foot fetish, they just look at a foot and they can just, appreciate it for however they see it. So I get a lot of compliments saying that I have nice feet. I'm not into feet, so I don't know what good feet look like, but I've even had faggots serve me in person where they just kind of like kiss my feet, lick them, and just, just have at it, you know?
Yes. I've seen many, many of your videos over the many years I've been involved with faggots and domination online anyway. I mean, right. I've been a faggot my whole life, but like the last 5.5 years with the website, I've gotten more involved with the online stuff, and that's when I really got exposed to FinDom, and that's how I came across you, you know. Now, how long have you been doing FinDom?
I would say it's about maybe three and a half years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you started on Twitter in like 2018, so where were you doing before that?
So I worked at a distribution company that I was in the office, sitting there doing like accounts payable, shit like that. And prior to that, I worked at a Wells Fargo bank for quite a while too. So they were mainly like office type jobs, you know?
Okay. So your banking should come in handy now that you're making all this money in FinDom. Twitter was your first exposure to FinDom, or were you on other platforms before that?
Yeah, so I started out on what's called the bestflex.com.
Okay.
That is where I initially, so I did that and I started a Skype account, and I posted a few pictures on the bestflex, added my Skype. And I'll tell you, as soon as I started, it was so busy for me that I did not even know what to say to these people. They would just send me money and be like, can I just see you on camera? And I said to my friend, I said, the first time I ever get a 20 tribute sent to me, a $20 payment, I said, that's going to change my whole life, because then I'm going to focus a lot of my attention on this world of making money for my looks, you know?
Right. Right. That's interesting. Well, it probably didn't take you very long to get that $20 bill.
Yeah, once people knew where to send it, it was free flow.
Right, right. I mean, faggots. It still shocks me even to this day, and I'm a faggot who's known a lot of faggots and a lot of cash fags, and it still shocks me even today that the amount of money that faggots are giving to men like you online.
Exactly. That's a fetish in its own, is to have faggots give away their money, and I love that. That's what drives me.
Really?
So
is that your fetish, basically? Is that your part of the thrill of the fetish, is the money part, I guess?
It is. It's so weird that I when I wake up in the morning, I get, if I see anyone has already sent me money before the day even starts, or if all it takes me is like a few minutes, like just before this call, I did it was me and my buddy John, who actually, we'll get into that too. He's the one who started me out in this. And now I've been making him a lot of money, because we just did a double cam session where we both got $50 for, mm-hmm. and it only took maybe 2 minutes for this guy to be on camera. And, you know, he was satisfied fully with that, you know, so it's adrenaline rush for me to make such easy money that is coming in at a steady pace, where in my previous jobs, you know, I'd have to work and get an hourly rate, and now I can make more in less than an hour than I would make a whole day's work, you know.
Well, in some cases you're making money while you're sleeping. So
and I am, yeah. I wake up to new OnlyFans subscribers, tips on there, regular tributes, and I roughly average maybe like 1 to 2 high paying fags per week that can kind of change the whole spectrum of how much money I make. You know, because a lot of guys pay just for like one session or two sessions. Some guys are like really well paid fucking faggots that want to give away some of that money, and that's what really gets me pumped up.
yeah, exactly. So do you have a lot of wealthy faggots like in your stable that you control or own?
Right. Yeah. So I do. I have, I would say, 10 that are really well paid. And then another maybe 10 to 15 that make a decent amount of money. You know, my highest paying faggot is a multimillionaire. So he doesn't mind giving me $1,000 for no reason. Here you go. It's really right. Cool.
That's power, isn't it?
That's power. Hell yeah.
Right. So is it the money that's more attractive to you, or is it the power aspect, or is it a mixture?
It's definitely a mixture. You know, I have a lot of fun, taking these people, and it's so weird too. You know what's funny about it? A lot of times I won't even see their face. Like right now I'm not looking at you, but I know in my mind that I have this power over you. In order for, think about it, somebody has to go into their phone, type in my name on a payment app, send me money, and then wait patiently to just look at me on camera and to imagine what it would be like to be in front of me. And that's that in its own makes me feel so superior in just life. I don't try to let it get to my head too much, but you know, for how busy I am now, for how popular I've become, it just feels, you know, invigorating, you know?
Right. Right. Now, before you got into this, were faggots submitting to you in your, like when you were in high school or whatever, when you were younger, mm-hmm. did you have faggots attempting to submit to you then?
I did. You know, I did. I had a lot of guys that were clearly gay that were like getting my number from other people and like messaging me and just trying to talk to me. And they would like stare at me in the hallways and shit. And it was clear to me then that I was attractive to both sexes, to both men and women. And that kind of helped me understand how, you know, in
your alphahood, your alphahood, basically.
I'm alphahood, yeah. And then I should not be working a regular job where I'm hiding behind a desk or something. I should be, you know, utilizing my looks like I knew I had since I was like in middle school.
Right, right. It had to be. I've always kind of wondered the alphas that I knew in, let's say, high school, for instance. It had to be heady for you to deal with this power that you had in you, that you're still young though, but you have this power right. over people. Like how do you come to control that? You know, it's kind of a question I have, you know.
Yeah. So in terms of like controlling it, I don't know exactly how I'd control it. I just know it's just like anything you do, like whatever job you have, you know, by the time you do it so many times, you just kind of get a flow, you know, you understand it, you can maybe become an expert at it. So for me, by now, I just know how to utilize my power. And I just know how to get somebody weaker and weaker. And if somebody's hesitant to submit to me or to pay me, give me a minute or two of talking to them, and then they instantly snap into the right mindset that I want them.
Right, exactly right. So I was always impressed, I think, early on with you, not just your looks, but or your feet, which are very attractive. but
thank you.
Yeah, was the fact that you were willing to meet with faggots and that you seemed to genuinely enjoy the worship of your feet by these faggots, you know.
I do. Like
you were smiling, you were playful, etc. Like you kind of liked that affection or that worship, you know.
Right.
Does it turn you on in any way, or is it just is it just the worship in the non-sexual way?
Yeah, it's definitely non-sexual, but what comes to me in a whole wave of endorphins is that, you know, in the in-person worship where it's me and someone else actually physically at my feet, I charge, you know, thousands of dollars for that. And what ends up happening is when I receive that money, and I'm just sitting back, relaxing, letting someone be at my feet, it's a whole thing for me that I'm like, man, this person gave me a ton of money, and this is only going to be for a few hours, and they're grateful for that. They're so thankful, and I just get to chill out, and it's fun for me to watch that person, you know, in heaven pretty much, and me just kind of kick back and chill, and to make that even money.
They're in heaven over something that for you is maybe pointless, you know, a man doesn't think about his feet really, you know what I mean? In terms of like being a temple of worship or something, but faggots definitely do. I mean, faggots basically look at everything about a man. Everything is holy to a faggot, you know? So, but feet are, you pointed it out pretty well. It's, we're at your lowest point on your body, basically, you know.
Yeah.
We're submitting to you totally that way in that regard. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Oh, I was very young. I was probably like 13, maybe 13, 14, mm-hmm. right around that age.
Okay. As time has gone on and you have incorporated faggots into your life to this, you know, degree, do you share that information with women that you date, or?
I love that question. I've had a few girlfriends now while I've done this, and they are blown away. Not only does it, I think, it make them more attracted to me.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
say that.
But they are blown away at how often I have to be, I'm sitting there hanging out with them, or even just got done banging them, and I'm like, hold on, I got to make this $100 real quick. I'm going to go to the bathroom. They hear me in there kind of like doing my thing, and then I come out of the bathroom, I'm like, oh, I'm up $100. And they're like, holy shit, man. They usually work normal jobs. Like the one was a waitress, you know, and then it's like, they're like, dude, I have to slave over that shit, you know?
Now, let me ask you, because I've got my own theory about this, but I want to hear what you think. Why do you think the women are turned on by your domination of faggots?
It's just the power. They're turned on by how, like anyone in power, you know, women love that. And then also to see the easy money come too. A girl is not only just attracted to the alpha male mindset, but they're also attracted to a man that is in the hierarchy, you know, higher up on the food chain. So it's like, you know, I'm the lion and all these faggots are just my prey, you know. So that's kind of what a girl can look at it as.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That is absolutely my answer too. But yeah. Of course, but yeah, that's gotta be, I would imagine in your position, let's say you go in the bathroom, you make that $100 by doing what you do, you come out. I just figure you'd want to just fuck her again, because just to grab her by the throat and fuck her again, just like the aggression part, you know.
Rip her right by the throat, and then the rush kind of gets my blood flowing, and it will turn me on again. And I have had times where after a real time session, I get paid in hundreds, and I'll come home and spread the money out on the bed, and I'll fuck her right on the money, because I'm like, look, babe, I made this shit just today in one day. You know, and the day's not even over yet, because maybe I'll make money on camera again too.
Exactly. So,
yeah, it's a great feeling.
Now, do you ever in any of these sessions, do you ever like get turned on and masturbate from the money that you make?
No, my masturbation when I do it is it's
probably rare.
It's separate, and it is rare. Yeah, but I mean, obviously when I was younger, but I think maybe into my late 20s now, I don't do it as much, because I just always have an option. I always have an option of someone I could fuck.
That's a good cocky answer right there.
Yeah, yes. That's kind of how it is.
Very good. Right. Have you ever thought about incorporating faggots in terms of like domestic faggots to keep around to take care of your life as you go about it?
Yeah, so that's a funny question as well, because I had a little thing where prior to COVID, I posted a picture and I said, I need a houseboy.
Yes.
And I had tons of requests.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine.
I was making a little joke and I was like, get your applications in, like tell me why you're worthy. And
you almost needed a secretary faggot to take care of those, you know?
There you go, exactly. Yeah, I even have one of those as well.
Oh, okay, good.
But that's somewhat unnecessary, because it's like, if you want the job done right, do it yourself. I mainly have some that do like editing for me. But anyway,
editing?
Like pictures, yeah. Just kind of like getting anything digital that I need done, yeah. But I mainly do it mostly on myself though. Oh. They don't get any sort of payment at all. They just do it.
Right.
But as far as the house,
they're faggots, sir.
Yeah, they're faggots. There's no compensation in any way.
No.
as far as the houseboy thing, I said I wanted one to come and kind of cook and clean. Because the girls I deal with mostly do all that stuff for me. But it's also just the power thing to have a fucking faggot in the house just deep cleaning everything, doing my laundry, cooking, whatever, just like a little servant. And it was right before COVID, so I was actually going to consider that too. Mm-hmm. Even if he was relocated somewhere else, there were some that wanted to come fly in and do it. So it was pretty funny.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think that alphas in your position, that would be like an ultimate statement of kingship, don't you think? That you could sit down with your female friend or whatever, or your girlfriend or whatever, and your faggots would serve you food. They would kneel at your side. They would do what you wanted to do throughout every day.
Just stay there on their forearms and their knees and just be like a footstool. I'll just put my feet on their neck or on their back and just kind of eat my food, pretend like they're not even there.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. I mean, that's absolutely possible, you know, so.
It is. Yeah. It would have happened already if we didn't get in lockdown. So I might consider that whenever things open back up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, guess what? You're going to get more applications.
So, yeah, I will for sure.
Let's see. Let's get into kind of the nuts and bolts of FinDom a little bit in terms of money. So I'm always, like I said, I'm always kind of stunned by the amounts of money. I actually saw the bank statement of a pretty well-known FinDom. He made $108,000 last month.
Month?
In a month, yes.
Wow, that is really, really good.
I won't mention his name, but that was crazy. So I think it was $80,000. It broke down $80,000 in FinDom tributes, and the rest of it was with other investments or something like that. So
that's fantastic. That's good for him.
Yeah. So what's what is the most that you've made, let's say, in a week or a month or?
Yeah, it always ranges. Some of my buddies like keep track of it. I don't keep track of it, you know, but I've had $1,500 days. Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, weeks where I might have made like $5,000, $6,000. But it sometimes is wavy, you know, like I'll have a day where I make a bunch and then the next day I'll make like 300, you know, but yeah, I've had strides where it's been pretty wild, but nothing like that. Nothing like that other guy. That other guy seems like he hit the lotto somehow.
He wouldn't give me the details of how.
I might pull that in. I might pull somewhere around that maybe in the whole year or something like that to be realistic, but not in a month. Holy crap. That's crazy.
Yeah. He does very well. I don't really like, I couldn't dig out the information about how he got that amount of money last month, but
you should tell me.
Well, if I find out, I will, but I don't think.
Oh yeah. No, yeah.
I don't think he'll tell me.
He probably wouldn't. I probably wouldn't either, because it's a pretty cool cheat code in life.
Yes, for sure. Well, I mean, if you have multimillionaire faggots that you own, that is definitely a possibility, you know, for sure.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Utilize that more.
So like with the let's say the millionaire faggots that you own, do you talk to them every day? How do you maintain
It's mainly like, so the one that I really, really like, that he's very quick to send the money that I want, that I demand of him. He's only about a once a month kind of guy. He has like a whole life. He has a whole family and everything. So yeah, what I kind of enjoy too about it is that some of these faggots, they literally go right back to their wife or, you know, and they're secret about it, you know, or maybe they're all out and they're totally a complete faggot, but they only do this once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, the millionaire faggot is about a once a month type thing. And I'll pull in a couple thousand from him.
I see.
And that's usually how that goes.
So many of your faggots are married and they're doing this in secret.
Yeah, maybe not many, but just I do have a lot. Like I'll notice a lot where they'll have like a boyfriend or something and they consider it like a separate relationship type thing where this is something that the boyfriend doesn't know about or whatever. Whatever your life situation you got going on doesn't affect me. I'm here to do my thing.
Exactly. You're not judging, right?
I'm not judging. whatever you want to do, yeah.
Yeah, right. Do you, I guess I have a question, like, do you feel sorry for faggots, or how do you view faggots in your personally? Like, do you view them as bizarre? Do you view us as like
weak little bitches? No, I'm kidding.
Well, no, we are that for sure. You know, but,
no, I mean,
as a straight alpha male, like it's a different world, you know. So you're in this situation, it's
right.
Totally outside of your realm of understanding, other than the fact that you understand hierarchy pretty well. So you understand that you were born this way to be an apex alpha, let's say, and these faggots are born to serve you. So, but I guess I kind of wonder, you know, because you never came across to me as somebody who was an angry femdom. Okay. So you ever see these kids show up in the scene and they're flipping the camera off and they're spitting at the camera and they're going fucking faggots over and over again. I'm going to start naming names. I shouldn't do that, but
no, they have a lot to learn for sure.
Yeah. Don't you think? I agree with that. Right. Yeah, sir. I never saw you act like that.
When I started, I had a little bit of a rough edge to me because I wasn't sure about how to do it. So the spitting and the name calling. I mean, it's funny because you have to work that in if you want. But, you know, you usually have to create an identity that you're genuine and authentic with. So mine is just always who I am. Like, I don't turn into Alpha J. I am Alpha J. So I'm just
right
being me, you know. And that's a huge selling point for a fag. It's like, hit message me and they're like, I just love you as a person, you know, not just how you dominate me, but I love you as a person.
Right. Yeah. That, how do you argue with that? You know?
Yeah.
Right. This is one thing that I get frustrated with in the scene, is that a lot of it is game playing crap. You know, it's kids, playing a role as a dominant male instead of actually just being one. And
right.
in your life, like you just described, you know, and that's good that you're like that. I mean, you just came into the scene and you became what you are, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's how it should be. Honestly, I picture you going down the street and seeing a faggot and you'd have no problem just dominating that faggot right then and there.
Grab him right by his neck and yell at him right in his face and be like, listen, you know your place in this world, faggot.
Neil, you know.
Neil. I see guys in the gym looking at me. And I,
oh, fuck yeah, of course.
And it is what it is. I literally don't go a day without at least getting served in some manner through Skype or anything like that, or through my OnlyFans. But when it comes to, like, in my true real life outside of it, I still notice it. I still know. So I'm just surrounded by it, you know, which I'm so comfortable with it, though.
Right, exactly.
I embrace it. Keep loving me. Keep fucking serving me. That's fine. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think this is a phenomenon that I have seen in my time, particularly investigating it online and talking to so many alphas, is that once alphas start using faggots, either sexually or, you know, financially or whatever, or domestically, once they start using faggots, they recognize them everywhere. Just like you just described. So like an alpha male could be working out in a gym and never notice it until he starts using a faggot. And then suddenly he notices all of them, you know?
Yeah. It just puts you in the big perspective now.
Right. Yeah. Right. But, well, I didn't want to keep you. I know you got to run, but,
yeah, I really need something a little bit.
Okay. I really appreciated talking to you and that you had phenomenal answers. I really enjoyed talking to you very much. And, I hope all the faggots out there, come to follow you and, worship you like so many thousands of other faggots do. Do you want to plug your avenues out on the internet?
Yep. So, my Skype, you want to message me and get a cam session or a request a custom video, you can do that through Skype. It's spelled out as tattedjock1725@yahoo.com. You type that in, you can message me right there. My Twitter is @musclegodjay, J-A-Y. And then OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/alphaj. So you can hit me up on any one of those platforms and you will get a response. I am very, very quick to getting back to people. I get hundreds of messages daily. So if it does take a little bit, don't worry. And also videos that get paid for get sent back pretty quick as well. So yes. I'm very diligent with my work. And once you reach out to me and you get something from me, it probably won't be the last. So.
Well, I really appreciate it, Master. Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on here. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, see you.
You see what I mean? He's a very insightful alpha for sure. It's always interesting to me, I think, when I speak with straight alphas who are involved in using faggots in some respect, either sexually or financially or domestically, that the insight that they have from the experiences that they have with faggots. Yeah, I really do feel like it deepens an alpha. It just expands their, I guess, understanding of the world or something. Of their power maybe might be a better thing. It just it's interesting the way it if you take a straight alpha male who doesn't have any association with faggots whatsoever, and then you compare that alpha to alphas who do use faggots, there's a noticeable difference between them. The faggot-free samples of alphas are, they're very flat dimensionally. It's almost like they're 2D, and then alphas who use faggots are like 3D, okay, or maybe 4D. So you can just hear it in Alpha J's voice, you know, and the way he speaks about this stuff, about hierarchy. So I just was fascinated by that conversation. So I appreciate Alpha J for talking. And I do have a special treat coming I have another Fin Dom, a very popular, very well-known Fin Dom, is going to be on the show next week. So look for that. But anyway, thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Bye!